Don't just exist. Live. Live on AWR SID Media.
Joining me now on the line is the manager, shall I say, of the group Legato. In the SID today, we are focusing on the group Legato. Now, you probably know them. Yes, these are young kids that sing so well. But not only do they sing well, they have carried the legacy of their fathers, and they have carried on the baton they took from their fathers to sing the gospel to greater heights. Now, you're probably wondering, what greater heights are you on about? Well, these young fellas went on to sing throughout the world and have been recognized by the Republic of South Africa to be the best a cappella gospel group in South Africa. They won an award, and that is something that is worth us as members of the SID Media to recognize. Joining me now is Elda Machigela, who's joining us on the line to talk to us about just that. Mdala, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
How are you, Elda?
Everything's
well. It's nice to be in your show.
Thank you very much, Mdala. Thank you very much. Congratulations to you and your team for your victory. How did you feel? How did you feel when you were announced Legato? I was laughing when I was watching the video. How did you feel about that?
No, we are over the moon.
But, right.
It's the work of God. It's the work of God. It's right. Not in our power, but God is always leading.
Yeah. And when we talk about Legato, how many members do you have, official members do you have as a group?
Legato have 6 members. It's Bongani.
Yeah.
Matros. Mishali Chacha. It's Pio Chacha. It's Milani Stragwe. It's Luando Lukuko.
Right. So I only saw 2 people go up to collect the award after the young lady called out Legato. I only saw two. What happened to the other members of Legato?
Oh, I know the problem is that others are in Europe, in Spain. Michali and Bora are in Spain. Other one is in PE.
Right.
Other one is in Cape Town.
All right.
Luando stay in Cape Town.
I hear you. So can you share with us, share with everyone who's listening to this broadcast, your journey as Legato that led to this very momentous event of you being recognized as a group, as the best a cappella group?
It's a great achievement for the Eastern Cape and for our church as Adventist, as we are Adventist.
Yes.
It's a big thing to us,
right?
As Adventist community, to win a cappella. It's what we specialize on,
right?
As a cappella, but Legato is a different group from many groups that have come to Adventist. But we have just 6 and others that are growing,
right?
Coming out, we are like to sing gospel in a different way,
right?
So that we can catch the outside crowd.
Yes.
Be at peace with it. Yes.
All right. Now do tell. I'm sure all groups have got the same problems that probably will have their own various nuances, but share with us some milestones and challenges along the way that led to this point. Of course, we have problems, but we don't know what those problems are, those challenges, those milestones. Share them with us, please. Hello, Bora.
Yeah,
welcome.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
All right.
Let me give Bora and Tiwo answer that question.
All right. So, welcome, Bora. Go ahead.
One of the challenges that we are probably asking the challenges, the sacrifices we've made to get to this point.
Correct.
So one of the challenges was just trying to navigate the sound that we have as a group so that it's acceptable for, and we try and take our lives testimonies. I know during COVID, we had lost some of our parents.
Right.
So much that had happened during COVID. So trying to take those emotions and put them in a song, and so that it translates and it relates to people,
right,
who will be listening to the music. So trying to find a balance between that was a challenge. But the easiest part, I think, God had just said we should just be vulnerable. vulnerable and just be open to the message and the experiences, and then we should just let him do the rest of the work. So
right.
I think we should just balance now, just pouring out into the music so that the people can relate to the music.
All right. For those who, for everyone doesn't know what's going on right now, we were in conversation with Umajigela, who is the elder responsible for this group. As I'm watching my screen, sitting here in the studio watching my screen, I'm seeing a lot of people joining in. I did not know this was going to happen. This is an ambush. Umajigela, this is an ambush. But I'm okay with this.
Yeah, welcome. Yes.
Welcome, gentlemen. Congratulations to all of you. You have done a remarkable thing to just fly the banner up high in the South African landscape. These awards are not just your awards, as you have just said, and I think Umdala just did say as well, that this is a great thing for the 70 Africans. Precisely. So you will decide who's going to answer these questions, since all of you guys are all here on the line now. So what does the recognition from the Crown Gospel Music Awards mean to you as a group?
Not only to us as a group, but for the Seventh-day Adventist world. Our right. music, when it comes to the industry and how we try and navigate it, it's a bit of a challenge, especially here in South Africa.
Right.
Now, for us to be recognized singing one of When We All Get to Heaven, What a Day of Rejoicing, that's the actual song
right.
that won the award. So for us, it means so much. And it means that the world is also ready for the Seventh-day Adventist music.
Wow.
So more than just us, the group, we understand that we are, I don't want to say leaders of this the Seventh-day Adventist music or sound, but
right.
God has been in this position to win an award, to be an instrument for the Seventh-day Adventist Church.
All right.
It means so much. Yeah.
So I want you to just hold that thought. All of you guys, just hold the thought. A lot of people have been listening to me playing some songs from you ever since I heard about you guys and when you came to my church at Kelvin. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to play these songs so people can know that these people are here in South Africa. Now you're listening to them talk, but first they heard you sing. I'm going to play one song and then we'll come back and talk more. This is Legato and they're saying... That's what I'm talking about. Now you'll remember this was a soundtrack to a secular piece of music, and these guys took it in. They baptized it and made it gospel. And listen to this. When we come back, we'll ask them more about this. You're listening to Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
That is fairer than day, and by faith we can see from afar. For our Father waits over the land to prepare a dwelling place. There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see from afar. For our Father waits over the land to prepare a dwelling place. There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see from far.
We can see
for our Father waits over the land to prepare a place.
I tell you, that's the music of Legato. I cannot let the whole piece finish because we have a lot to talk about with the guys, but that's who Legato is.
come the months.
Did you hear that female voice coming through right there? I tell you. Hey, women. All right, before I get lost in the music, 19 minutes before 2, you're still listening to Adventist World Radio. We're live with Legato, and they're talking to us about their victory. Guys, once again, welcome back. Talk to us about your faith, guys. And again, I'm not going to pick who's going to answer. You will just decide who's going to answer this question. Tell me about your faith. How has your faith influenced your music and this particular achievement?
I'll let Bora do this one because he's the pastor of the group.
Okay, go ahead, Pastor Bora. Go ahead.
All right. Can you please repeat the question?
So my question is about your faith and its influence on your music. How has your faith influenced your music and this particular achievement of being recognized by the Republic of South Africa?
I think more than anything, the true reflection of our faith is based on the experiences that we've gone through,
right,
individually, mostly together, as the gents, in as much we have the SDA Foundation,
right,
but we also experienced so much tragic, painful experiences that one cannot measure or explain.
Right.
And I think we are here, or we managed to reach this peak because of God has always been faithful to us, even though sometimes we would feel that he's not there, but he's there.
Right.
You know.
Okay.
And that was, we were able to instrument that through our sound.
Okay.
So I think that would be the foundation of it.
Got it. Yeah. Got it. Loud and clear. Now let's talk about Legato. The winner is Legato. Talk to us about the name. It's called Legato. What is this? What is Legato? What's the story behind your group's name, Legato?
So I think Rondo has a backstory because he's the guy with the names. Child naming, Luanda has got some nice, wonderful.
Right. Luanda, go ahead.
Oh, man. So the name Legato is a musical term.
All right.
It means tied up, you know.
Okay.
And it has to do with some connection. Way back, we are childhood friends, by the way.
Right.
So we took this from our fathers, you know, they paved the way for us, you know, they did it way before us.
Right.
So we took it from them. We were just church boys, you know, before we decided to be Legato.
Right.
You know,
we
enjoyed singing in church, you know, we would imitate our fathers as soon as they went off stage.
Right, go, right.
You know, and say, oh, you take that part, you lead. You know.
Yeah.
So the name Legato came from, as I said, it's a musical term.
Right.
But we have been together since we were childhood friends, and then we started this thing professionally from 2015.
Right.
When we entered for the Sing of SA.
Okay.
From there, we experienced the music industry. You know, we saw the ins and outs. You know, during that short span of that's when we were like, you know what, we can do this thing professionally. Ever since then, we never looked back. We traveled the world, and here we are. We never, with this Crown Gospel, we were like, okay, you know what, let's just go and just like we did with the Sing Off. Our intentions were not to win the competition, but to be there, at least top five.
Okay.
But we saw ourselves being number two. With the Crown Gospel, we saw ourselves winning the Crown Gospel.
Yeah.
So, that's just a brief history of
remarkable, remarkable stuff. Yeah. Right. So what message do you hope listeners take away from your songs, guys? I've got 7 people on this line now. Okay, anybody who's here, what message do you want people to take away when they listen to Legato, to the music of Legato? What do you want them to walk away with?
Let's give it to Milan to answer this one.
All right, I think I'll get this one. I'm at work, actually.
Go ahead, Milan.
But, damn, it's been a long journey. It's been a long journey coming to this point, and we really feel that for the first time, people are actually going to, not for the first time really, but it's a different phase, I'd say, that people are willing to give us an ear and right. listen to what we want to present
right.
and we want to bring. And more than anything, I think our music is about inspiration.
Right.
It's about connection from, as Luando said, with our fathers and us doing the same thing. So it's about the connection,
right.
the history behind us, and largely
right.
the Christian message and the right. gospel in
right.
that is in depth within right. it. So we'd love people to feel that connection, to feel the story that we are trying to tell, how they can also take what we are doing, push it even further as we have taken it from the people that came before us, and we
right.
push it a bit more further than we and that we've done now. So yeah, I think that's one of the major things we'd love people to take away from our music, is to be inspired to always
right. Before we even continue, this was I was thinking, I was going to ask this even earlier. How do your fathers feel when you guys do even more than they had done? I mean, Tri-Message was grand and mammoth group, but you guys seem to have taken it to international levels. How do your fathers feel about the work that Legato has done as compared to Tri-Message?
Let me take it. I mean, I think we've been getting messages since before the time we went to the Crown Gospel Awards, and
right.
they felt proud. There's even a verse on the Bible. It's just that I forgot where it speaks on how your children will become like an arrow
in
a warrior's hand. So I think that verse alone
yeah.
comes in, makes so much sense to us right now and to them,
right.
Which makes us really try to understand how God works
yeah.
in our lives. And if we stick to him and have faith and believe in him, he will then take us to higher places.
Yeah.
The children, the children. So I think they feel so proud. They feel happy. I don't know. I can't find the correct words.
Yeah.
But just the verse alone
sums
up everything is for us and for them.
I totally understand. I can imagine the pride in those men. Guys, welcome back, and thank you very much once again for making time to come to Adventist World Radio. And I'm looking forward to hearing more from you guys, not only when you win awards. Pass by here, man. And then perhaps I should name and shame everyone in the SID who is listening to us now. These guys came to my church. Legato says, no, we're going outside the country. And I said, okay, fine. When you come back, come pass by here. Do you know what these guys said? Oh, yes, no, we're coming. They never did. Legato never came back to Kelvin. Here now, naming and shaming, you guys need to come back to Kelvin and visit and sing and do what you do best. I'm not going to ask you, why didn't you come? Why didn't you come? I'm not going to ask you now, but I'm just letting you know that I have not forgotten. Now, let's get back. Go ahead. Yeah.
It's not as easy as people think it is. Legato is a group that spread all over the world. I mean, we have members right now as we are speaking
right.
who are current Europe. We have some members in Cape Town, some members in Johannesburg,
right.
some members all the way in Kaibeha. So just getting us in one room just to practice
right.
is an leg. So
who did we just lose now?
The speaker.
All right.
Let's... That was him. Oh yeah, but as he was saying, it's really hard to get us in one room because and it's actually our fault. We experiment a lot, I think.
Right.
And the reason why we are so spread out is because of such things. We have different groups inside the group. We have different projects that we're trying to push.
Right.
While we are still busy with our own individual music career, because yeah. we still have residencies overseas.
Right.
Some guys are pushing their own businesses. like me, mm-hmm. Back at home. So whenever we get the chance to actually meet for Legato, which is our main brand,
right?
We always utilize the time. Right now, our major thing is finishing the album. So right. whenever we're together, it's all about that. So gigs, hey, but we try.
All right, try. I understand. Not a problem, guys. I totally understand. So what's next for Legato? I saw that you guys did something with Zex Montwini as well. What's next for Legato?
An album. Album next thing is a priority right now. We are actually busy recording. I'm actually recording one of my favorite musicians.
All right.
So an album is the next step, and we are in the talks of working on a tour that we're going to be doing sometime next year.
Right.
We'll try and visit Cape Town, Johannesburg, all the cities around South Africa.
Right.
Hopefully we'll be to Zimbabwe, Botswana, and other places back home.
Right.
So yeah, those are just the two. And next year, actually, we're celebrating our 10 year anniversary professionally.
Right. Congratulations, guys. This is great work. So finally, before I let you go, how do you stay inspired? I mean, if you're all in these sparsely populated areas, you're all over the world. You probably have individual inspiration, but I'm curious, as a group, as a collective, do you have things that you do as a collective that would keep you connected one to the other and connected to the Almighty? How do you stay connected and inspired as a group? Somebody.
That's a very broad question, but
that's a deep one. That's a deep question.
Yeah, it is. but simply, I think the way we were brought up by our parents, you know, like it made it easy for us to be able to connect with each other.
Right.
And as much we are in different parts of the world, but we are always connected. And more than anything, we're a family.
Right.
And also to add to what Mora is saying, the fact that we grew up together as friends, because if you can look at, if you know us, people know us probably singing at school, what right. you call Sabbath school or Adventist programs, when right. we were like 8.
Right, right.
So we have almost a sibling relationship with each other.
Right, right.
And as hard as it is, but I think it's one of the major things that keeps us grounded and connected, so that even if we are away or apart from each other, or there's no music even involved,
right?
When we are together as brothers, we always find common ground in that, I think, in that energy, in that spirit of sibling. And, right. and there's younger brothers, there's older brothers, there's right, banter,
right.
kid each other, you know, we always have fun with each other in that sense. But yeah, I think more than anything, we have that brotherhood. Outside of music and everything.
I want the final question to be answered by the elder amongst you. Majigela, I need you to answer this one. We have a problem in the entertainment industry that allows our young people to be so attracted to that flamboyant, glamorous lifestyle that they get lost to that lifestyle. Many people were commenting saying it's so good that Trevor left the Republic and came back, and he didn't come back a junkie. He didn't come back an alcoholic. He didn't come back ruined by the United States. We're worried that when you guys shine so brightly, the devil is going to attack you, and by the time he's done with you, there will no longer be Legato, no longer this brotherhood, and no longer a faith. So what are you going to do, Majigela, to make sure that these young guys stay in the faith and they stay singing gospel and not just using their voice for entertainment and making money? What are you going to do?
I must tell you, I was reading during the week about the prayers of our mothers.
Right.
Even if they are gone, they are no longer living, they still prevail in our lives.
Right.
One of the things that is very good for them is that they grew in Christian homes.
Right.
They know what's right from wrong. During the time, during the way, during our journey, it will be, there's growth in life.
Right.
People see new things that they never saw. But what the advantage of them is that they've traveled the world and see things, how things are done.
Right.
So I always say that when we speak among us, why wonder you are talented, but you must be humble.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
My always stay humble. The best medicine of life is to stay humble.
Right.
So that thing helps them to know that they are talented, but at the end, humbleness give them the direction so that they can navigate in life.
Right.
I will never say this and that, but one of the things that I know in their hearts, they can do their mistakes because they are human beings.
Right.
But what I know, they've been groomed to follow Christ. Oh, that's the best thing that they can do in life. They've been given their parents. They may not be given money, other stuff, other things, but they've been given that in all things, through all things, God reign on all things in their lives.
Right.
But one thing I wanted to say now is just to edge and humble myself.
Right.
People are speaking about the launch of album. There are things that I'm at the side that I'm trying to do with bigger people so that we can be in the mainstream and able to live with music.
Because
you cannot live with music while you are in the caucus of Adventist Church.
Right.
We are not longer even more than 500,000 in Africa. So in South Africa. So you need other spaces so that you can groom yourself and be able to live according to the music. But another thing I want to say that these boys are very talented.
Right.
They can go and sing King Sarah. They can master it more than it.
Right.
They can go and sing these groups that were given to our black parents.
Right.
To think that that's only Adventist music, but we give them the chance to climb the mountain so that they can figure themselves. Like Take Six, what they have done in the world.
Yeah,
they've sing that music during 80s. Today, people want to sing like Take Six.
Right.
After when they've sing that for more than 30 years.
Right.
So give them the chance to find themselves in the music.
Right.
So that they can grow more. But don't give them standard.
Yeah.
There's more to do in music. Music is very broad.
Absolutely.
As we go and see things, we see that music is very is a big stage. It's a big family. Music has different genres that you must go, and we have our African taste that we must enjoy as Africans, as Adventists.
Mm.
Yeah, I want to say that and say thanks to SID. We're there yesterday live with Derek in the place of Zama Malotan.
Right.
Today we are here with you
to
make sure that we are here. We are here as Adventist Church because it's where we grew up. But you must give us a chance. We want to say that to the church, the support and the prayers of our pastors, Pastor Papu and others that love Lekato.
Yes. Lovely. Wow. May God bless you guys. And I hope that you guys don't drop it. You got something there and it promises to be a million times more than we all have imagined. To you as the leader, Majigela, and all of the members, those of you who are here in South Africa and wherever you are, may God continue to bless you and give you means by which you can expand your territory. May God bless you guys. Thank you very much for coming.
Sorry, Elder.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Sorry, Elder. Thank
you. Yeah. Yes, go ahead.
I wanted to say, Milan to say something. He's in Spain. Just to say something.
Okay. Go ahead, sir.
Minza.
Michali.
I just wanted to say hi and thank you for the opportunity that you've given us.
Right.
To, share the experience with the world and to inspire younger groups or other groups that are coming after us and who are looking after us.
Right.
You know, thank you.
Thank you, Michal. Thank you very much. All right, to all of you guys, have a wonderful day. Thank you very much.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.